Well, it is always a wonderful thing to be able to watch someone proclaim that their hearts are Christ's and that they are in his family through the ceremony of baptism. And we've got three people who are going to be baptized today. You know, we're baptized into God's family and we're his children. And one of the most important responsibilities that God gives us is, especially as men, to lead our families. We're supposed to teach them God's word, God's truth. We're supposed to try to help them to learn how to grow up in that nurture and admonition with a relationship in the Lord. And we've seen Stephen Hughes here baptizing some of his children before. And he's going to be here baptizing some members of his family again today. And this is what God wants. He wants us to lead our family so that it is a natural thing for them to give their hearts to Christ. So, Stephen, if you'll come on down, and I'm going to let you just call them down individually.
Well, thank you very much for being here and allowing us to celebrate this with you guys. We're very excited. So the first person that I want to call down would be my wife, Megan. And coincidentally, this is Megan's 20th year at Eastwood. I just did the math when we were talking this morning. But with our family and what we do, we try and be, you know, the models for Christ and a model of God and his relationship with us. And Megan is sought to be obedient and to do what God says to do and to just say, yes, Lord. That's what we're commanded to do. I'm not responsible for the fruit. I'm not responsible for anything but my obedience to Christ and saying, yes, Lord. And that's what she's elected to do and she has chosen to do with her life. And now she's making it very public. So this is wonderful and I'm super excited. So you come over here. The Son and the Holy Ghost.
That was a holy kiss.
All right, so come on, Kanan. Yay! All right, so this is Kanan Hughes. His name is Kanan Elijah Hughes. His name literally means Kanan's God is Yahweh. So we named him specifically, you know, with the meanings of the names behind it. And man, he lives that out. And there's always been a very deep passion for God, and he seeks to not disappoint. You know, he seeks to please, you know, me as his dad, but seeks to please his parents and to do what's right, to live justly. And he's 8 years old, and he has a fire in his belly for it. And I'm just very proud to be this kid's dad, and I praise God that he's allowed me to be a steward over this soul and the other 8 souls. But God's blessed us tremendously, and every kid's a gift, and we are honored that God would have chosen us to be the stewards of these souls. So as a reflection of our obedience and his obedience in Christ, we get to baptize Kanan, so we're really excited too. And just like the other kids and you know, that we've baptized so far, you know, Gabe said yes. Now, Gabe is Gabriel Joseph Hughes, and his name means a strong man of God. God will deliver. And if you know Gabe, Gabe's a fighter. You know, Gabe is very intense. He is very intentional with the way he interacts with people, with his convictions. And I've seen this kid cry passionately seeking justice. And usually for one of the smaller kids versus one of the larger kids. But, you know, it's there, you know, when you take every one of those little victories. So, in asking him, he had asked, both Kanan and Gabe had asked individually to be baptized, unprovoked. And it led to a couple conversations. Both wind up making, you know, saying the prayer and you know, becoming Christians. And both want to be obedient and say, yes, Lord. So the big word for Gabe was obedience, once he found out what that word meant. So once we explained, you know, kind of what obey and obedience and following God was. So he was just, I want to do it. I want to make sure that I'm doing what God's called me to do. And, you know, it's the childlike faith. God said, come. So, man, I'm, again, just blessed beyond measure. So let's do this thing. I'll say one more thing. This is not the fruit of my labor or Megan's labor or Bill or Laura or Greg or Les or anybody who serves in the group. This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's God. That's God's thing. That's not between, you know, me and them. That's between God's heart and their heart. And we all have a part of that. There's a big harvest out there, and there's few workers in the field. And that being Christ's harvest, that's Christ's fruit, that's what God is doing in our lives and what we're seeing God do. And we just get to be a part of it, and that is exciting. He just calls us to say, yes, Lord, go and take it. So thank you so much for celebrating with us. Thank you for letting us do this, and we would appreciate it.
You know, we've had the privilege of baptizing adults here, and sometimes I think we don't realize the power of someone coming to Christ when they're young. You know, the average missionary purports to have given their heart to Christ at 4 years old. And that doesn't mean that they understand everything, but they understand that they want to obey God and that He forgives them for their sins and wants them to come and have a relationship with Him. And He wants them to obey Him, and He will help them obey Him. And really, when you boil things down, it's not much more complicated than that. Now, life, how you apply it becomes complicated, but it's still that basic thing. Am I submitted to God as the authority, as the creator of this universe? Will I follow Him, or do I want Him to follow me? That's the question. And, you know, you see Megan here as an adult. And she didn't tell her whole story, but she came to Christ at a young age also. And those of you who know Megan, like when I first told Lisa, Philip the Baptistry, she said, well, who's getting baptized? I said, Megan Hughes. She said, what? Because she's watched Megan follow Christ for a long time. But Megan kind of resisted because of her upbringing baptism until she finally, a couple of years ago, through listening to things about obedience, decided she was going to search the scriptures to see exactly who's right. And she came to her personal conviction that Christ asked her to be baptized. And so she came in obedience. It's the same obedience we have as adults or four-year-old, and it's what we want. So let's just pray. Father, we love You. We love You because You loved us. We thank You so much for everything, even that we don't understand or comprehend about Christ coming to this earth and dying on the cross to pay for our sins, to open the way for us to see Your love, so that rather than fear judgment, we can rush into Your merciful, compassionate, forgiving arms, because we know that no one loves us like You do. No one even understands love like You do.